Well, welcome to the Path Forward. I thought Crazy Train and Ozzy were perfect for the clown show that we're watching right now. It is, I don't know what is more entertaining. Watching all of these rich people shit their pants because the secret they didn't want to come out has come out. But have you noticed that the only people in the hot seat are people that are friends of Trump? I mean, Chucky Schumer sitting there talking to, or, you know, he's talking to the press with Virginia Guthrie's, I think it's his brother, her brother, or his brother-in-law. I don't know who the guy was, ex-husband, who knows? But they're talking about, you need to unredact all the files. Okay, Chuck, that tells me that the FBI did yeoman's work to protect everybody that wasn't an insurgent. All the insurgents are still in the FBI. And I think the other thing that's interesting about this whole fucking clown show is the fact that I'm watching, and it's blatantly obvious now that Kash Patel has perjured himself. So, you know, that's not going to age well. And then I woke up this morning and there was bets that there was going to be an attack on Iran. Well, that didn't materialize. So I'm watching the news today, and literally all it is it's like my stream is full of Alan Dershowitz saying, I want to go after the victims. I'm going to lawfare the victims. Yeah, that's what you should do. You know what? That's what it looks like when everything you've said is a lie and it comes to fruition, that everything you said was a lie and that you were Epstein's not only lawyer but handler. Yeah, what a douchebag. I mean, can you be any more of a douchebag than to go after victims that were already traumatized by Mossad? I mean, come on. Really? That's your answer? Dude, just give up. Just retire. Just move to Israel and just fuck off. Do us all a favor. Just fuck off. Ah, God. And then there's the whole Ilhan Omar thing, right? She's under an investigation by the Ethics Committee, which is a fucking oxymoron anyway inside of Congress, because they're all unethical shitbags. And they've passed all of the charges over to a different committee now. What a clown show. My God. The fact that anybody buys into any of this is just beyond me. I just can't get my head around the fact that somebody actually thinks that this nonsense is real. Every part of it is horseshit. Like every part of it. There's not one piece of the whole puzzle that isn't a complete lie. And I was talking about this last night. I had dinner with Burlingame last night. We finally met in person. Great guy, by the way. It's a great guy. It was amazing at dinner that we're talking about stuff and we both kind of came to the same realization at the same time. And the conversation was really about the whole revelation about the lottery and that, you know, these people, you know, they make billions of dollars off the lottery. Right. And it just didn't, I think just in five documents from the Epstein release, you find out that all of these criminal organizations are winning the lottery. So it tells you that the whole thing, every institution in our society has been completely hijacked and rigged. And it's amazing to me that, it doesn't surprise me that the lottery's rigged. In fact, I've thought it was rigged for a long time. Because it's like, it gets up to be like $1 billion for either the Powerball or the Mega Millions. And it's always some schmuck in Michigan that wins it or some schmuck in California that wins it. And we never find out who it is. But miraculously, you know, all of these companies around Epstein are winning, popping the lottery. Yeah, that's called money laundering. I mean, and then the other part of the conversation, you know, we touched on was how much of our history is fiction? How much of what we have been told is fiction? How many of these billionaires that we think are, you know, these really smart people, how many of those guys are really, really dullards that were handed companies by the CIA and they're really not smart at all? It means that pretty much everything in our society is fiction. And you have to ask the bigger question. Why the fuck am I still paying taxes into this? Why are we still giving airtime to not only all of these news agencies, but why are we giving airtime to, you know, people that are clearly not, they don't represent us. Like, none of these shitbags in DC represent us. You can't pass, you literally cannot pass a bill that requires people to show their fucking ID and proof of citizenship to vote in our country. Like, really? That's a thing. I'm sitting here watching this clown show around the Save Act or whatever they want to call this bullshit, you know, bend over America yet again. I think the thing that sticks in my craw is, why are these guys still walking around alive? Why hasn't somebody gone off the reservation and smoked one of these guys? Especially these elite politicians. These people, like, if they were any more blatant about the fact that they don't even care, that we know that they don't care. It's amazing to me to watch, like, Susan Murkowski. Can you tell everyone on the planet unequivocally that you're not only a traitor, but you're proud to be a traitor, and that you're selling out the country for your elite friends? I mean, the Koch brothers, this Kraft guy, there's 100 of them. Like, Lauren Jobs was really good friends with Ghislaine Maxwell. You're telling me that she never went to the island? She never did anything that was, you know, questionable? I mean, how many of these billionaires are paying for or bought and paid for our politicians? And they clearly don't give a shit about us. I'm just wondering, at what point does somebody go off the reservation? Because we're well past the culmination point. I literally thought that when the Epstein revelations came out, we would see both sides of the aisle. But it's clear that the only people that are interested, the only thing that those files are interested in doing is destroying the whole Trump regime, which, you know, he is covering for pedophiles. Let's just call a spade a spade. He's covering for pedophiles. And when he actually says, you know, and he said it to a couple of people now, I don't want the files to come out. I want America to move on because my friends will be hurt by this. Like, really? Your friends will be hurt by this. Let me say it again. Your friends will be hurt by this. Your friends committed fucking crimes against children. And you want the world to move on. Are you fucking retarded? You have to be retarded to literally think that people are going to move past this, given the revelations that have come out. Especially the revelations about the money laundering and the deal making and the research and all the grants and all the other, you know, connections this guy had. It's, everybody knew what he was doing. Everyone. And you honestly think in the people, this is how disconnected from reality Trump is. He's so disconnected from reality that he honestly thinks that this is an issue. This is not an issue. This is the number one cash and carry business on the planet. This is not going away. And the Republicans or the Republicrats and the Democrats, whatever you want to call them, the Uniparty, they're not getting away from this either, because they all knew this was happening. Everyone knew it was happening. And now there's revelations that Epstein's still alive. How do you think that's going to age? That's not going to age well either. So when you're looking at the bigger picture, and I'm not even talking about the stupid narratives that have come out in the last 2 weeks to try and distract people away from this. There's the narrative and this is the one that cracks me up every single time that I see it, is that Epstein was a Russian asset. Really? He's a Russian asset. Let's see. There's pictures of him alive in Israel. There's at least 1,000 references to Mossad debriefings in the Epstein files that were just released. And you're telling me you're going to try and tell the American public he's a Russian asset? Now, I'm sure there's some lemmings on the left that will believe it because they hate the Mango Man so much. But really, this was a Mossad MI6 CIA operation. Because you can't pull off something this big and compromise the entire government in its entirety without help. And then there's the other piece that people haven't even clued in on yet. And that is Epstein didn't just compromise the national level. He compromised the state and cities all the way down to the mayor's office, the chief of police, the sheriff. I mean, this guy was thorough. They went all the way down as far as they could go. And you could assume that every billionaire is compromised in some way, shape, and form. And it's important to remind everybody that Epstein was not the only guy trafficking in kids. Diddy was doing the shit. You know, Diddy was sampling the merchandise just like Epstein was. But neither one of them were convicted of trafficking. They were both convicted of tax evasion and other stupid things. So the DOJ has already told you that they're not going to prosecute anybody. Doesn't matter that there's glaring felonies for both Peter Thiel and Steve Bannon and a host of other malcontents. Never mind that. They're not going to prosecute anybody. They have clear evidence that these guys went to the island multiple times and the properties multiple times, but they're not going to arrest anybody. And I think it's very interesting that the only people that are being outed right now are in the Trump camp. That's how you know this whole thing is horseshit. It's just a fucking clown show. Congress has turned into a clown show. That's all it is. And you know, we were talking last night about Palantir. And there's a lot of people that are concerned about them building this control grid. Here's my attitude about that. Just like the FAA, there's a lot of ways you could fuck with data centers and you don't have to blow them up. And if they get to the point where they're trying to bring in a digital currency or they're trying to get people to sign up for the control grid, we just take their services offline. You could do that without causing any real damage and take them off for months. And I think there's people in the system that are working aggressively against them as well, because they know that this is our whole society is compromised. I think that's the piece that people need to come to, is that we're really seeing how compromised our entire government is. For the fact that, number one, they don't represent us. Number two, they're never going to represent us. Most of them, if not all of them, have committed treason. Most of them, if not all of them, have laundered money, conducted insider trading, you know, shit that we would go to jail for. Like I said, I'm just waiting for what is the catalyst for the Civil War or the revolution to start. Because I thought the Fort Sumter moment was going to happen in Minnesota, and somehow they avoided any kind of danger. But I don't think we're too far away from it now. I think there's more hate and discontent. So there was a video of this guy talking about how things are going to start popping off because guys like him just don't give a shit anymore. And I would say that there's probably millions of people out there right now that have, their give a fuck meter is at zero. And their fuck army has been completely defeated. They are done giving a shit about anything because they see how corrupt the entire system is and how corrupt even the state politics. They're literally talking about taxing water, taxing sewer, and taxing, you know, garbage collection, everything that you know you already pay for. They're talking about increasing the taxes on that. And then levying fines against people who use either too much over their water quota. Like, at what fucking point? Really, at what fucking point do these state and city retards get smoked? Because when you write out of pawns in the game, this whole taxation and control of resources thing, it's right out of pawns in the game. You're right on the, literally, we're right on the precipice. Again, and I've said this over and over, we're right on the precipice of the point where people realize that participating in this system is more costly than breaking the law. And we're going to see it at the grassroots level. It's not going to come from a national level or somebody who's a talking head. It's going to be somebody, some blue collar guy that gets, you know, gets a tax bill and it's three times what it should be. And it's changed in the last year. And he's looking at his paycheck. He's looking at how much it just cost him to put food on the table. And he's going to go, I'm fucking done with this. I'm going to go hunt these city fucks down and I'm going to shoot one of them. That's how this is going to go. And it only ends one way now. It ends in gunfire. When your government gets to the point where they're blatant about the fact that they hate the very people they're supposed to represent, war is not very far behind that. Revolution is not very far behind that. And this concept that people are just going to sit back, and as this isn't about taxation. This is all about these people are satanic, they're corrupt, they're evil. This is good versus evil. Call it what it is. You can't go to Washington, D.C. now and not be compromised and not turn into the very thing that you supposedly are going there to fix. And it's time to reset the entire fucking system. I don't care who you are. You are not. We're not voting our way out of this. We're not going to primary people out of this. I'm not fucking around and saying, go vote. Fuck that. I'm done with that. I was done with that in 22. When I watched them blatantly steal the election and everybody in the state apparatus here went along with it, especially the fucking Republicans, I was done. The only thing I want to do now is haul their asses to Gitmo. And I mean, and I'm talking about just Arizona now. Every fucking one of these motherfuckers that let this happen in this state and watch two elections get stolen, they are all going to Gitmo. I don't care if they're retired. I don't care if they've given up public life. You were on shift when this happened. You are going to fucking Gitmo and you are going to stand trial before this is over. And I'm going to make sure that your asses are on the airplane to go down there. Do you hear me, Karen Fan? This is not over until you're in fucking Gitmo. End of story. That's how this is going to go, the hard way. And we're not far away from the hard way. And if you don't think you are, then you better go take a long look in the mirror and realize that your entire government is telling you unequivocally right now that not only have they trafficked in kids and harmed kids, but they are protected because they did that. So how do you think this is going to go? You think it's going to go peacefully and we're just going to watch the FBI do their job when they haven't done it for the last year? They've arrested no one in the state apparatus of Minnesota for the fraud. No one. They've arrested no one in the Epstein apparatus for trafficking children, even though they have over 50 witnesses that are naming people by name under oath. No one's been arrested. This only ends one way now. How it starts, when it starts, doesn't really matter. What matters is, now is the time. This is why a year ago I switched to start talking about resilient communities. And I haven't done a lot of it lately because I've been, you know, busy doing other things, you know, like dealing with cyber crimes and cyber issues all at a breakneck rate. But the point is, now is the time to start organizing and be blatant about it. Organize in your community. If you think somebody's a Fed, fucking call them out. You're a fucking Fed. Because they can't infiltrate everything. They can't infiltrate everyone. And if you think somebody's a Fed, you should definitely vet them out. But now is the time to start organizing your local community. Now is the time to start organizing in your state. Now is the time to start building. And militia is a stupid word. Because it only means... Really, it means military. And that's not what you're doing. You're building a resilient community. So when this shit fails, and it will fail, or they try and implement a social scoring system, or they try and implement more control measures, and the fighting really does start in earnest, you have a community of people to help defend your home, but not only that, but to help food, water, medicine, et cetera, right? Line of sight, sphere of influence. Now is the time to start looking towards that. Now is the time to start doing that. Now's the time. And it's not just go through your gear and use your gear. You need to have skill sets around you. You need to build a community of people that are self-motivated, are willing to pitch in and help one another. And this is the kind of person that I'm talking about that you don't want. You don't want somebody that's going to come in. And this is the guy you've been on a trip with and you get a 3-bedroom house and there's 5 of you and he takes the biggest bedroom for himself, you know, claims it as soon as he gets there. He's got a plan. He's always eating the best food while everybody else is cooking. He's sitting there eating, doing jack shit. You don't want those people in your community. And there's going to be a ton of them. They're called liberals. Most of them don't know how to do shit. You don't want him in your community. In fact, when this does kick off, you need to be fucking brutal about how you deal with them. Because most of them are, we need to share resources. Well, what do you have? Well, I don't have shit. Well, then guess what? We're not sharing shit with you if you don't have shit. You see how the game's played? You're going to have to make some very tough decisions. And those decisions are not far off. And then there's the question around, let's just say things get really bad. You're going to have to worry about people coming into your community that are sick and have diseases, because that's what follows any kind of famine or shortage of water, you name it. And can you really absorb that and feed the extra mouths and then deal with them being sick and burn up all your medical supplies? Those are the kind of decisions you're going to have to make if this goes the way I think it's going to go. And, you know, at the end of the day, I wouldn't have, you know, 2 days ago, I wouldn't have said that it was going in this direction. 2 days ago, I would have said, you know, I've got some hope that Trump's going to push to get people arrested. But he's still talking about how he wants America to move on. Clearly, they're so divorced from reality in their own base. They clearly have no idea how much anger and resentment is growing. And again, this bears repeating. Once the first round goes downrange, guess what? Everything fucking stops. Everything. And I mean everything stops, because there's not going to be any Starbucks. There's not going to be logistics moving, not like it was before. There's going to be shortages everywhere. And you can't assume that everything's going to be just the way it is now. You just can't. So you have to prepare for whatever the worst could possibly be. And the other part of it, I know it's purple haze, baby. It's what it is. Here, let me turn it way up and I'll give myself a halo. Here. There. How's that for overpowering? Now I look like a blue marshmallow. So I again, 2 days ago, I would have said that there was hope. You know, I did a show on Saturdays. One of the pieces of feedback I got last night, which cracks me up, because it's true. When I'm on with other people, I'm different, right? I'm more reserved and more professional. When I'm on myself, there's a lot more swearing. There's a lot, I let my hair down. I'm a lot more direct. But here's what changed 2 days ago. 2 days ago, I get a phone call from a friend of mine, still in the system, very senior guy. And he's like, I think we're going to fucking attack Iran. I think we're really gearing up to attack Iran. And I'm like, why would we do something that stupid? What would we possibly have to gain from that? There's no there with Iran. And at the same time, in the next breath, he says to me, he's like, dude, they have mountains of evidence on people for fraud, for treason, and they're not going to arrest anyone. He goes, I'm hearing they're not going to arrest anyone. They're just going to wait for the clock to run out. And I'm like, you realize that if they wait for the clock to run out, that they are literally going to, they're going to see the muzzle flash of a bunch of very angry people in their own base. And, you know, everybody's talking about the midterms, and I'm looking at it going, we're not going to make it to the midterms. We're not going to make it to 28. If people are stupid enough to vote in more Democrats, more liberals, just, you know, or allow them, let me say it right. If they're stupid enough to allow them to install more people like Mandami or Mondami or whatever that retard's name is in New York, and this governor in Virginia, then you really are blissfully unaware of what is happening. Because in all the blue states right now, they are working aggressively to consolidate power under the state authority. They are literally working aggressively to create a centralized government that controls everything in the state. What do you think you know, state-run stores look like? They're centrally managed. They don't work. The supply chain doesn't work. We saw it. All you have to do is study history and go watch what happened in the Soviet Union for the better part of 40 years. So if you're dumb enough to think that these elections mean something and that they're going to, you know, you're going to install people that are going to right the ship, you're high. That's not going to happen now. Because for that to take place, the American public would have to have faith, number one, that the election system has been cleaned up. And they can't even pass an act to require ID. Like, this is the part that gets under my skin. Why is it that we're in 2026 and people were talking about allowing people to vote without ID? Why weren't they fucking arrested and carted off to prison? Because election integrity, you know, it's vaguely important, but they've allowed the system to get this far. And again, Trump is rallying around people that hate the guy. Lindsey Graham, John Thune, they all hate the guy. They're all just waiting for the clock to run out. And if he can't trust DOJ to go do their jobs and deal with people that have committed treason, to restore trust, not just in the judicial or the justice system, but go after the people that literally sold out America, then he can't trust anybody. And he doesn't, frankly, from what I'm seeing, he doesn't have the balls to bring the military in and really conduct a fucking coup and do the right thing. Because if it was me, this is what I would do. I would say to Pam Bondi, I bring Pam Bondi and Kash Patel into the White House, into the Oval. And I would say, you got 24 fucking hours to start arresting people. And I don't mean minor names. I want to see Brennan, Obama, Rice, Clapper, Holder, all of them rolled up tomorrow. And I want to see them on a plane to Gitmo by Friday. And if that doesn't happen, you're fired. And at the same time, I'm going to bring the 101st, the 82nd, and 3rd Division, and I'm going to bring them here to D.C., and I'm going to start rolling people up. So you could do it the easy way or the hard way. But either way, these people are going to Gitmo, and we're going to right the ship. Now, you could do it with me, or you could do it and watch it from Gitmo, because that's where you're going if you don't unfuck yourselves and get this done. Now get out of my office and go arrest people. And don't come back if you don't. And the other reason that I'm saying this is that he had dinner with Bush. If you know anything about the Bush family, Bill Barr is a product of the Bush family, another tank cleaner. Pam Bondi is another product of the Bush family, the tank cleaner. She needs to go. And if he's not going to get rid of her, we're not righting the ship. If he doesn't get rid of Kash Patel, we're not right in the ship. If you don't go through the FBI, gut that place, we're not right in the ship. And clearly he has no intention to do that, because the only thing that Kash has done since he's gone to office is blow everybody that committed crimes on January 6th in the FBI and promote them. So now it's time to clean house. And I don't think Trump's got the balls to do it. I'm just going to put it there. I don't think he's got the stones to do it. Because if he did, this would, we wouldn't be a year into this looking around going, why hasn't anybody been arrested? That's the other reason why I'm saying this only ends one way now. And maybe it doesn't lead to gunfire. Maybe it's, you know, the next order of battle is mass noncompliance. So we just don't comply with anything. Yep. You need to slow down the freeway. Go fuck yourself. You need to pay your taxes. Go fuck yourself. You need to pay your income tax. Go fuck yourself. You need to pay your property taxes. Go fuck yourself. The point is, until we get rid of these shitbags, nothing's going to change. Nobody's going to prison, and we're not going to instill any values. And then once we get through doing all that, let's just say for devil's advocate's sake, let's just say that Trump pulls the trigger and we clean all the shitbags in DC. All the lobbyist firms, all the legal firms, they all need to go to Gitmo. And let's just say we do all that. Then we have to go state by state, clean out the state apparatus from the governor all the way down, especially in blue states. And then once we get done with that, then we need to go out cleaning out all these fucking Muslim communities that are, you know, bringing in Sharia law. They all need to go too. So we have our work cut out for us. And I would think that Trump would have some kind of sense of urgency to, you know, set a timeline to say, if this doesn't happen by this date, then we do this. Then we go to the nuclear option. I don't think there's a nuclear option. I really don't. Because if he's talking about bombing Iran for Israel, he's completely divorced from his entire fucking base, which doesn't surprise me. Because the other person needs to fire is Susie Wiles. So I hate to say it, folks, but I'm pronouncing this dead. And I'm doing it now because I don't see anything happening. If you go meet with the Bush family, especially the two of the most evil fucks in the Bush family, and that doesn't result in somebody getting fired the next day, you've seriously fucked over the American people yet again. And I was told a couple of days ago that, you know, there's a lot of people listening to me. Great. I hope the president is listening to me, because he's crossed the threshold now to where people are starting to give a shit less and less and less. And they're getting to the point where if we don't see any action, then we're going to take business into our own hands. That's where this is going. And you would think that with all the backlash from, and here's the other thing too, you would think he would be fucking smart enough to figure out that all of these Epstein files that have been released point right to his people and nobody on the left. You would think you'd go back to Pam Bondi and go, make sure there's names on both sides of the aisle that are released. And everybody in the Senate knew it. So pick 10 people and make sure those people are outed. Nope. And I'm sure Bannon did whatever Bannon did, just like Lutnick. They're both in deep shit right now, not just politically, but they're in deep shit because of their relationship with Epstein. And here's the unintended consequence of this. You can't just be a friend of Epstein. You just can't be. Because if you're around this guy and you spend a lot of time with this guy and you're friends with him, it means you know what this motherfucker was doing. And you know who put him up to it. And you know how many kids are flowing through this guy's house, especially when you live next door. You know how many people are flowing through the house. And if you spent that much time with him, like supposedly Bannon and Lutnick did, then you can't not know. So you don't have an excuse. And the longer this goes, again, if Trump was fucking smart, he would throw information on the Clintons out there. He would throw information on Bill Gates out there. He would throw information on Peter Thiel out there. He would throw information on just about everybody on the left to show the world that it's not just his friends that were around Epstein. It was all of them. Because that's what the world needs to see, that everybody knew what the fuck was going on. Everybody knew what he was doing. Everyone. And Cindy McCain said it out loud. She said the quiet part out loud. Everybody in DC knew what was happening. Okay. So if you know that and your chief of staff knows that, then why aren't you all over the FBI to release documents to show everybody that was there? No, it will hurt my friends. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Because these are crimes against children. This isn't just some, you know, insider trading case or some RICO case where they were laundering money. They were fucking trafficking, murdering, raping, and torturing children. Get the fucking memo already. This is never going away. So you need to start releasing real names on both sides of the aisle and go all the way back to when Les Wexner gave him the money and start looking to see who were the first people that were compromised. And then you start releasing the names of everybody that was involved in the genetic experiments, everybody that was involved in all of the satanic parties. Everybody knows. Just release the names. And I'm sorry if you're a big time banker, if you were fucking children, guess what? You get outed. That's how the game has to be played. Otherwise, again, it goes back to what I said, literally the day of the election. If he doesn't follow through on his campaign promises, that he is going to be the most despised man in world history. Because look, this isn't just the U.S. watching this. The entire planet is watching us right now. The entire planet. Everybody's watching us. We're supposed to be the moral high ground. We're supposed to be the land of opportunity. We're supposed to be the place where people migrate here and they make lives for themselves and they live a peaceful, quiet life. That's what we're supposed to be. We're not supposed to be a bunch of fucking clowns running around beating each other with ball-peen hammers while we're blowing cats, which is exactly what these freak shows have done. And if you look at Congress, and this is the other thing that pisses me off, and if you're gay, deal with it. What I am more, and even today, there's a story going around. It's on X. There's a politician, I can't remember what state it's in, but she's running on the Republican ticket, but she's running around telling everybody she's a progressive. She's not really a Republican. Why hasn't this bitch been arrested for fraud? That's fucking blatant misrepresentation of yourself. Blatant. But again, and the world's seeing that. The world is seeing right now that, number one, Trump's not a fucking superhero, and that there's no 5D chess. There's no Q. There's no plan to deal with this. In fact, if you still think this Q thing is real, you're a retard. You are a total fucking retard. Because if this doesn't prove that whole thing was a psyop, I don't know what will. You have the very guy that was supposedly put here by all these general officers protecting pedophiles right now from the Oval Office. If you don't realize that is completely against everything that was supposedly in these Q drops, which, by the way, I read them. I read all of them. And, you know, I used to get a kick out of watching these retards because every week there'd be some new drop into 4chan. And it would be this nebulous shit that people would go, you got to do your research. And there'd be like 100 fucking podcasts about what this new decode meant. There's a new decode. There's new intel. It's not intel. It's a bunch of nonsense. Trust Sessions? Trust Barr? Really? Neither one of those guys did jack shit. Both of them fucked over the American people. That should be your clue number one. But the very first post, the very first one, Hillary Clinton's going to get rolled up in 4 hours. Well, that never came true. And then you have all these hope prophets that are running around saying, Trump's going to solve everything. We're going to restore the republic. Okay, none of that shit's come true. And the one I heard, and I keep hearing it, is we're going to be using paper ballots. So it's going to be an executive order. Okay, sign the executive order already. but you're not going to usurp the states. You're not going to affect the down ballot. You're not going to affect anything other than national election. So why exactly are you going to do an executive order that's only going to deal with the federal elections? I mean, hello. The whole thing was a psyop, the whole thing. Everything we're seeing right now is reaction. Trump isn't, I don't see a plan. I just don't see a plan. I don't see chess moves. I see a lot of stupidity. I see Israel tugging on his purse strings saying, you're going to go do this. And we attacked Iran for what? We hit an empty mound of dirt with a really expensive bomb. And we flew B-2s in there to do it. Somebody explain to me how that helped our national security. It didn't. It did nothing. It did jack shit. So there's no 5D chess. So just get that out. And he's not a fucking superhero. I'm done hearing that shit too. Until he actually fires somebody that needs to be fired, I'm going to be all over him. Because we're past the culmination point of when this should have happened. Bondi should have been fired by October of last year. Patel should have been fired in July. Like, dude, you're done. As soon as he went in and started blowing everybody in the FBI, dude, it's time for you to go. Get somebody in there that's going to bust heads. But again, here we are. So if this is, you know, if Q's really in charge and, you know, and FEMA's saving the day and we're doing continuity government, hama-hama, then why haven't they rolled anybody up for the Epstein files? So my point is saying all this is you need to start organizing and get ready for the worst, because this is only going to end one way now. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to see it. When my inbox is full of people, literally I should show my inbox right now. I literally have 100 emails where the subject is WTF ? From 100 different people. What the fuck? That should tell you that there's a lot of people that are frustrated. And look, I'm not really frustrated by this because I saw this coming two, three years ago. I thought this was going to happen by the 24 election. And I thought by the 24 election, Trump was smart enough to realize he needed some military guys around him. And he needed to build a, you know, a coalition of people around him that were willing to make the sacrifices to bring the country back under, you know, under a rules-based authority. But he hasn't done that. In fact, he recruited Susie Wiles, who made deals with everybody in the establishment, which is exactly what happened here. We brought in a new Republican head after Kelly Ward left, and she just went around making deals with the establishment. Now I have to hear names like Karen Robeson again, who's the biggest piece of shit on this planet and running for office. And then there's Andy Biggs, who's voted to give health care to illegals, wants to be the governor. Sorry, you can go fuck yourself too. The point is, he made deals with the wrong people. He's still making deals with the wrong people. He's still trying to put faith in people that are just blatantly fucking him over. So, you know, if we don't see and here's where the rubber meets the road. If you don't see any arrests by June, it's game over. Because it means nothing's going to change for the next election. And it will be the same shit it was in 2020. They'll steal the down ballot. They'll solidify the cheating. And then they'll go after Trump and his family in 22. And then it will be a civil war. And at this point, I'm in the place where it's like, fuck it. Bring the civil war. Bring it. Bring the revolution. Fuck it. I'm done. I'm done watching this clown show. But the thing that bugs me the most, the thing that gets under my skin every single day, it's not the criminality. It's not the blatant, you know, gaslighting by the media. It's not the fact that the autistic kids are running the fucking insane asylum, like Peter Thiel and Bill Gates. What gets under my skin is that everybody's trying hard to make that normal. None of this shit is normal. There hasn't been a sense of normal since the 80s. And that wasn't even normal. That was the decade of hedonism. So we haven't had, you know, real structure, real law enforcement. And I would say even farther back than that. And everybody's trying to make this normal. This is not normal. You need to start treating this like this isn't normal. Because it's not. Everything we're seeing is a construct. Every institution's completely compromised to the point where it's just a joke now. It's not even a fucking institution. Like the Catholic Church. They put a homosexual, basically a chomo, in charge of the Catholic Church. And you have faith in that institution? Then you have these openly gay, trans, you know, ministers in all these different Catholic faith or Christian faiths, and you think that's normal? None of that's normal. They've corrupted every institution. Every institution is satanic now. Every single one. Like, why do people watch professional sports? It's all rigged nonsense. It's all staged nonsense, contrived nonsense. We got to stop feeding the system. You have to stop feeding the machine. Like, I don't know why there wasn't a mass boycott of the Super Bowl. But instead, everybody tunes in. The whole city was a fucking ghost town. Like, I went to Costco like 2 hours before the game started. There's nobody there. And I'm thinking, what the fuck is it going to take to get people to realize that if we don't start starving the machine, we're not going to see any change? These people are not going to reform themselves. No one's going to hold them to account. The bellwether on this was the fact that you have thousands of names in the Epstein files, thousands of names. And the very government who's supposed to be prosecuting them is actively redacting those names to protect them. That should make your blood boil. It makes my blood boil. Because you have all these kids that were victims that they didn't have a say. They didn't get a choice in this. They don't have somebody that's paying for their mental health care to get them healthy, to get them to a place where they can function in society. Most of them are being threatened right now by the very same people that perpetrated the crimes. Now do you understand why I'm so angry at Trump? My friends will get hurt. Your fucking friends are pedophiles. That should make everybody's blood boil. So to slow down the Black Pill Express here, the runway we have left, use it to organize in your local community. Find people around you, or move to a community where you know there's going to be people that are not only willing to defend our way of life, but willing to take it back. And if you're surrounded by liberals, I don't know why you're still there. Because I can tell you how it's going to go for them. They're going to wait for the government to show up and they're all going to starve to death. And my answer is, fuck them. All of them. And that may sound harsh, but anybody that's protecting these people, anybody that's making excuses for these people because they don't like the Mango Man, has completely missed the boat here. And they're not worth saving. None of them are worth saving. So it is what it is. I'm going to be doing a show tomorrow night for paid subscribers on Substack. Thursday night, we'll be back with the roundtable. The roundtable is going to move earlier this week to accommodate Mr. Bracken. 7 o'clock's late for him. So we're going to move the show a little earlier this week, probably do it at probably 5 o'clock Eastern, which would be 2-3 o'clock Pacific time. And Saturday I'm going to do a show. Try and do a show Saturday. I reached out to Kurt Schlichter. It's one of the guys I talked about a few weeks ago, trying to schedule some time. He's agreed to do a show. I haven't decided if I'm going to do a one-on-one with him or if I'm going to bring him on the roundtable. I'll probably do a one-on-one with him. He wrote several books.
He's a retired colonel. He wrote a book called The Attack. It was actually Colonel Conrad who suggested I reach out to him. So I took Dave's advice, reached out to him. He's agreed to do a show. So I'm going to try and get that scheduled. This weekend, I'm going to do a show probably on Saturday afternoon, and cover some either vehicle loadout or, I'll do the, AR cleaning again. So look for that this weekend. And then I'll be back on Tuesday with, my regular, you know, or Sunday with the rant. By the way, do you guys like the Sunday rant? Does that resonate with people? Cause it was audience idea to do exclusive rant every week. Sunday seems like the best day because it's a culmination of all the stupid from the week prior. What do you think? I'm watching the comments now to see if anybody's even paying attention. You guys are having your own conversation. So, anyway. Okay. Well, I'll keep doing the Sunday rant then. Okay. All right. I'll be back tomorrow night. Look for me on Substack. God bless everyone. One team, one fight.